So great to have the opportunity to chat with the Quincy Housing Authority Director James Marathas to bring us up to date on the coronavirus situation with the Quincy's public housing facilities. Mr. Marathas, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Appreciate it.
Joe, thanks so much for having us.
It's a pleasure. If you could, last I had heard there were 14 cases of the virus confirmed in public housing. What's the current situation?
We did get two more cases over the weekend, unfortunately. So we're around 16, and we did have two of our employees test positive also. And unfortunately, we've had one death so far.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What are kind of the current protocols being put in place because of this pandemic?
I will say, Joe, that the efforts by my staff have been unbelievable. We bring them in every weekend. We spend 3 hours every morning deep sanitizing every building. We wash every doorknob every day. We wash hand railings, light switches, ledges, any frequently touched surfaces. We're sanitizing on a daily basis. The staff has been working so diligently. The union has been fantastic. We brought in 4 temporary union laborers who have joined the team, and it's been unbelievable. It's allowed me to increase the number of employees that I have at each of the properties. Together with the network that exists in the city of Quincy, it's just been unbelievable. I can't say enough about all the resources that have been available to the Housing Authority. Given the number of residents that we serve, I truly believe that we have a very low number of cases given the number of residents that we actually serve in Quincy.
Right, which is over 3,000, is that right?
Well, we have about 5,500 residents that we serve. Wow. Between the Section 8 vouchers and the over 1,000 elderly units and over 700 family units. And then we have about another 1,600 Section 8 vouchers, which we administer.
So what kind of precautions, safety measures have been put in place at the facilities?
So about 2 weeks ago, we were fortunate enough to receive a donation from Taki Chan and QARI together with Cam Man Foods, and they donated 1,000 masks. We took those 1,000 masks, we individually bagged them, and we delivered one mask to every elderly resident. Last week, Frank Poon and the Civic Education Alliance donated 3,000 masks. So we took those masks and we were able to donate 3 masks to every unit. We recently partnered up with Manit Health, and today we will be distributing a flyer to every resident with a hotline specifically for Quincy Housing Authority residents for them to be able to call and discuss symptoms that they're having, set up testing procedures, and we've also set up testing procedures for employees if necessary as well. I can't say enough that Manit Health has been fantastic, along with everybody else in the city. The mayor's office has been reaching out frequently and keeping in touch and offered any support that that they can offer, which has been phenomenal. And Ruth Jones over at the Public Health Department has been my daily contact, and she's doing a great job managing the cases for the city.
What is the current protocol for visitors, Mr. Marathas, to Housing Authority properties?
So through the health department, we instituted a no visitor policy. The tenants are not supposed to have any visitors coming and going, and they're supposed to pretty much try to keep themselves isolated to their unit. If they are in any common areas, which we've closed down most of the common areas, so we don't have community rooms open, we don't have gym areas open. The only thing that we're asking people to use the common areas for is strictly for entering and exiting their unit. In doing so, when they're in public, we've asked them to please wear a mask and gloves, and be aware of maintaining social distancing and keeping that 6-foot distance from any other tenant.
Sure. And how about the playgrounds for the youngsters? Are those closed also?
The playgrounds were closed immediately when we closed out the other common areas.
Okay. And how are you handling deliveries?
Right now we're asking people to contact the housing authority, and we will make the delivery to the unit. Like I said, we've overstaffed the buildings, so we have extra staff available to make those deliveries. I do want to speak to the generous donations that the housing authority has received. We have an abundance of donations that come in on a regular basis. The Greater Boston Food Bank just today is dropping off 300 residents. They'll get 2 bags of groceries each, containing milk, cheese, orange juice, peanut butter, canned fruits, vegetables, pasta, sauces, and 2 proteins in every bag. 2 of those bags will make it to 300 residents today at Pagnano and O'Brien Towers. The YMCA, and they've collaborated with the Housing Authority, and their food pantry delivers 55 bags of groceries twice a month, along with, they just recently prepared 800 home-delivered meals. They had their executive chef from their camps prepare meals that were all, portioned out and a meal ready to eat, and we delivered 800 of those with the cooperation of the YMCA. Chef's Table Catering donated 150 meals of meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and vegetables, and also 150 baked salmon meals. Those were all delivered to residents. And then the Wahlbergs Restaurant in Hingham, Alma Nove, they donated 300 roast pork dinners, and those two were donated to all of the residents. So the incredible amount of support out there and the very generous people making donations has made things a lot easier for the residents, who feel extremely, isolated and quite frankly scared,
Yeah, I can understand that. The information number that you mentioned, would you have that handy to give out now?
I don't.
Okay, that's
I can
right.
get that for you this afternoon. The flyers are just coming from the printer. So I've sent it off to the printer, and it's currently being printed. So I can get that to you this afternoon.
Please do. Yeah, we'll make sure and get that up on our channel, because I do believe a lot of your residents are also our viewers. So we want to make sure that we keep that information flowing.
Not a problem.
Is there a timeline, Mr. Marathis, that you have in mind or that you're hearing as to when things might start to slowly get back to some semblance of normalcy?
It all depends on which channel you watch, and it all depends on who you listen to.
Yeah.
That's problematic, because you got people screaming to open the country, and mm-hmm. Massachusetts is just reaching or getting close to reaching its peak. And right now is the most important time mm-hmm. that we maintain social distancing. And right now is the time that we need to keep these seniors safe, keep them in their units, keep people out of the buildings. We're nowhere near in the clear here. We've got a long way to go. And, the senior population is so vulnerable to this thing.
Yeah.
And it's a virus that potentially could kill them.
Yeah.
So we're far from out of the woods, I believe, and we have to continue to educate them on a daily basis for the things that they're hearing on TV that are saying, lighten up. And then you get, the seniors that want to get out of their unit, they hear this on TV and they think that it's okay, and it's not okay. We're in the heat of this thing right now, and they need to continue to do what they're doing, and that's going to keep them safe.
Yeah, there are a lot of unanswered questions about this, but the one definite seems to be that it is the older folks that are most vulnerable, for sure.
We're still putting up triple-digit number deaths nightly in Massachusetts, and that's a horrific thing. I mean, we absolutely need to keep these residents isolated and safe. And people think they're doing them a favor by going to visit them and going in and out of the buildings, and they're not doing anybody any favors. Yeah. Exposing these folks to the virus could be deadly to them. So, it's hard to isolate yourself from them, and I know folks want to visit relatives, and I know it's tough times, but it's going to be worth it in the end to make sure that these residents are safe.
Are you able to facilitate video or at least telephone calls for your residents to keep in touch with their loved ones?
Most of the residents actually have cell phones or phones. A lot of them participate in programs that give them phones with certain amounts of minutes on a monthly basis. So I don't think there are that many that are that isolated. Okay. But certainly we have property managers in the buildings, and we have laborers in the buildings, and they're constantly offering assistance to anyone that needs it.
Sure. What are you hearing from your colleagues and surrounding communities with regards to this crisis? Are they coping with the same thing and putting the same policies in place, do you think?
I participate in several conference calls throughout the week on a regular basis between HUD on the federal side and DHCD on the state side. And there are some housing authorities that are in, way worse condition than us. And mm-hmm. there are some that the smaller authorities might not even have a case yet.
Right.
But it's based on the size of our authority and the number of residents that we serve and the supportive services that are available in the city of Quincy. I think overall the city's doing a phenomenal job on managing this crisis.
Yeah. Are there any financial benefits from the federal stimulus package for public housing that you'll be able to utilize?
There is a stimulus package that just came out that housing authorities can seek reimbursement for up to 75% of their expenses related to, COVID virus. And mm-hmm. for us, it's been extremely expensive. I mean, we've brought in outside contractors, and we have sprayed all of the common areas in the buildings. We have fogged every hallway in every building. We had, obviously had to purchase all of the computers and set up VPN access for all of our employees. The majority of my administrative staff are all working remotely at this time. Changing the way that we do business and being able to manage it definitely has come with a pretty big price tag.
Sure. Is there anything that you need from the community right now, Mr. Marathis, that they could help with in one way or another?
Right now, it's food donations to keep these residents in their units and continue the flow of food for them. Restaurants and folks that are able to donate, large number of meals or groceries that we can get to residents. And then the most important thing is masks. Any donation of masks that we can get to the residents and keep them safe and following the protocol of wearing a mask out anytime they leave their unit or in common areas. Those are our biggest obstacles at this point.
Okay. And where should they bring those donations, or how should they get them to you?
They can contact me directly. My phone number is 781-858-4008. They can reach me directly, and we can arrange for any donations to be dropped off.
Okay, very good. Anything else that you'd like to add?
No, just stay safe and follow the social distancing, and we're far from out of this thing, so don't put down your guard. This is the time that we really need to care for each other and get through this thing together. And thank you.
Sure. Thank you. And if we can have any assistance at all, please reach out, and we'll be sure to help you get information out to the community.
Thanks, Joe. Greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.